Aftsi, of gallnuts, of aftsi.
This is something Rashi says they used to work over the iris, work over skin with, or to make leather. The kaima b'shisa shisa, that each calf is worth six, so I gave you back, a 100 kavi, which comes out to be worth $600. So I paid you back the money. That's what he said. So he's a kofra kill. We believe him. So the Reuven, the Malva, said back to him, No, that you say you gave me back 100, but they're only worth 4 a piece, not 6 a piece. So, and also Treisad, to Adam even came, for Yomru in the Arbu Hevikaimi, that they were only worth 4 a piece. So it comes out, even according to what you're saying, you only gave me back 400. So do we believe him or not? So Amar Rav, Rav said, Hulsa Kafrin, we do not believe this person at all. He's Hulsa Kafrin. He said that he paid back $600 worth, and it comes out now he only paid back 400. So he's a liar. So since he's a liar, we do not trust him, because we'll make him pay the whole thing. Amar Rami Bar Chama, why? For Amarto, you just got finished saying that Komusid Le Rami Lady Yinish Labadatoi, things that do not mean that much to the person, he doesn't remember. See, also, the main thing is that he paid you back 100 kavit of aftsi. Exactly how much it was worth, he doesn't know, he's not sure. So Mar says, no, that's not a svara. Omele Rava, katsvosa de taroi, the exact market price, midka de kirinshi, that everybody knows.
You're talking about how much it's worth, and especially here, when you're paying back a loan, you know for sure how much it's worth. And therefore, you're a liar. You said you paid me back these 100 kavin that was worth $6 a kav, as if to say you paid me back the $600, and Adam here is saying that's a lie, even if what he's saying is true, it's not worth 600, it's worth 400, that's called Hulsa Kafrin, we do not believe you anymore as a Kafra Kleo. That's not considered Lava Datoi, that for sure you remember.
Hahu Diyomu Lechavri, again, Reuven says to his friend, Havli Meyazuzi, give me back these $100, the Masik Nebuch that I have by you, I lent it to you, because then you have $100. For her star, and I even have a star, a sheet, a document saying that you owe to me. Omalei, so the Leiva says back, Praticha, listen, I paid you back. So like this, the Leiva would not be believed, since the Malva has a star we had before, the Svar is always our star, Chub Yodi Maboi, that it was really true that you paid back the money, you should have taken back the shtar from the malva. Since the malva has the shtar, the malva is believed. So here the leiva said praticha. But now, omale, the malva says back, I admit that you paid me back the money. But hanu sitroi ninu. That I received $100 from you yesterday, that was for a different chayv. In other words, you owed me money for a different reason. So the money you took, I took yesterday, that was for a different chayv. Now, right, owe that. Now I'm still collecting this shtar. That's what the Malva says. So what do we say? The Malva admits that the Leiva paid him back $100. Just the Malva is saying that money was for a different loan. And on the different loan, he does not have any proof. So who do we believe here? The Leiva is saying, leave me alone. I paid you the 100 for this shtar. That's all I owe you. The Malva says, no, you owe me money for a different shtar, for a different chayv. So I'm Rav Nachman, Isrash Torah. Nachman says, this star is no good. The Malva has no right to collect the money. For this star alone, you yourself admit that you received $100 from the Leiva. What are you saying? That he owed you money from someplace else. No, prove it. This star you can't use. This star alone could be as paid up. You want to say that he owes you all the money, you have to prove it. Therefore, you can have no right to collect. Rav Papa Ramano, Lo Yisrash Torah. We do not say the shtar is useless. There's no race, there's nothing wrong with the shtar. He acts like a migul. Like he could have said, I did not receive the money at all. And now that he said it, he has a migul. So we believe him that the money that I received was for a different loan. And therefore right now he has a proof that you still owe me the money. It's like a migul to believe him. For the Gemara though, the Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa that we believe him, Maishna, why is this different? May who from a different case? The Omele Lechavri, again, Reuven says to his friend, Havli Meyazuzi the Masik Nebuch, give me back the $100 that I have by you. For your story, and I have a proof, I have a document here saying that I lent you $100. Omele, Lav, Lava ture yarvisli. Listen, that money that you gave to me, the $100, you gave me money to buy oxes, to buy oxen. The asiyaftis amiskato. And you came and sat down by the butcher. Rashi's mokem shemakats fin abosol mokrin. The place by the meat market where I sell the meat. The kibalta zuzech, and you already received your money.
Because that was the condition. I borrowed $100 from you in order that I'm going to go into the butcher store. I'm going to go and buy meat or buy an animal with this money, and I'll take it and I'll shecht it and I'll sell the meat, and the profit we split. That was the deal. So he said to him, listen, you gave me $100, but you already came down to the marketplace and you received your profit. You received your share of the money.
The Yom Alein again, the Malva admits and says, true, you're right. I was down, I received some money. But again, Hanu Sitroininu, this money that I received was for a different loan. A different time I lent you money. But right now, I still want my money back. He has a shtar. The Yom Rapapa, Papa says over here, Isra Yishtar, no, this shtar is ruined. We cannot use this shtar. Since you admit that you received the money for the meat that the deal was on, you have no right to say that that money you received was for a different loan. So why is it different? Before he says he's believed with an ego that he could have kept quiet and just say, I did not receive any money. Here also he has the same ego. So why here do you say we did not believe him? So where he says, Hosam kivin the comma, Aturoy obviously, Omituri shakalto, it's Royashtara. It's a difference over here where the life is saying back.
That money that you gave me was for a purpose. That money was meant to sell it, to buy an animal, and to sell it and to make money on the sale. And you yourself admit that you took the money of the sale. So clearly you're admitting that you received the money for that shtar. So now it's that shtar is for sure out. It's only we should believe you that he owed you money from someplace else, that you have no shtar, you're not believed.
But Ocher Eimah Sitroi Ninu.
Over here, the person does not say the money I received was for that shtar. He right away says, you want to say you gave me back $100? True. I'm saying that $100 that you gave me back, I say, was for a different loan. And the shtar was not touched. So that's the difference. Over here, where Papa says, we do not believe him, is because he's admitting he received the money for the shtar. I received the money for the meat deal. So that's it. You want to be believed he owes you other money, prove it. But our first case, he's saying the money that you gave me, true, but that money was for a different loan. And this shtar was not collected yet. So there, Papa says, we believe him. The shtar was lo yisra. A little different.
Smar says, the skilsilis of machlekes, though, that Rav Nachman says he's not believed. Once he admits that he collected some money, he's not believed. Smar says, my heavy law, what's the maskana, what's the law here? Rav Papi Omar lo yisra shtar. He owns like Rav Papa, that the shtar is still a good shtar. He has the migu, he has the right to collect $100 yet. Rav Sheshes Breid Ravidi Yomar, Isroi Yishtar, no, since you admit that you collected $100, we do not believe you anymore with this shtar to collect more. Hilchasa Isroi Yishtar, yes, there's a reyes here, you have no proof that he owes you more money. This shtar alone is only for $100, and you admit that you received $100 to receive more, that's all of Lahavi Raya. Right. This is the story. The ani mili depora biapisadi. Only if he pays you back in front of two eidim. Vlayit kele shtara, and he does not mention the shtar. Avo pora ben the daily day. But if he only pays you back privately, then migul di yochle meima. Loi hayu dvor meyolam yochanam le meima sitroi ninu. But if the loiver pays him back privately, so now the malva has a good migul. He has a good shtar in his pocket. He could come to Bezin tomorrow and forget about and do not admit that he received any money. He could just say, I have a shtar, you owe me money. So now that he speaks up and says, Sitroyaninu, here we believe him. It is only in the case where first he paid you back in front of two Aden. So therefore the Aden that he paid you back, you have no right to say you do not receive the money. But in the case where there were no Aden, now you have a good Aden. You have a good Migo. Really, you could have just kept quiet. Just take out the shtar. Do not admit at all. So when you have a good migo, then we believe you. Then you know what to say, Sitroi Ninu. So in the yeshivas, they always talk about this. Why is this called the migo l'hoitzi? We always say, migo l'hoitzi l'yamrinan. You can't use the migo to collect money. Here, because of the migo, we give you the right to collect money.
usually with the Svarah of Amigo, a Svarah to believe you, that if you're a liar, you could have said a better lie, that's a proof you're not lying, that's a proof that you could keep the money you have. But it's not strong enough, like Edim, to take away money. And here we're saying, Migul Lohaitzi, with this Svarah Amigo, we could collect the money. And the Yeshiva Shred is that what you're collecting the money is with the Shtar. It's really called the Shtar is what's being Maitzi the Mammon. You're only be believed that the first loan you collected already was from someplace else. But the power to collect new money is because of the Shtar. It's not really called the Migul's being Maitzi. It's the Migul's just that you could say the money I have already was for a different loan. And what you're collecting, the power to collect, is from the Shtar.
Ukriyavini Brethren of Avua. Here, it was a similar case like that in Gemara Ksubis, that in this case he was never with an eagle. Hahudi Yom Lechavri, Reuven says to his friend, Mehemnes Li, I want you to believe me, that Kolemes the Amrita Li, Loi Purani, also Pora Biapisadi, that any, the Malva says to the Loi, I want you to believe me, that any time I say that you did not pay me back, you're going to have to believe me, and you're going to have to pay me back in front of two agents.
That's the deal. I'll only lend you money, that at any time later on, you're going to say you gave it back to me, we're not going to believe you.
Kolemis Yamadli Letrani also Pora Biapisadi. Sabayev Rovi Yamatavayu. Hohemne. Listen, he believed him. Therefore he has to listen to him. Rashi says even it was the Leiva that made this condition. Who Leiva? The Yomala Malva. Bifnei Edim, Bishas Halvor, that Nemanatu Alai. The Leiva is saying to the Malva, listen, I'll always believe you. That Kozuman Shetiyomal Eskabata, whenever you say that you did not receive the money, I believe you, and I have no power to say praticha. That's what the Leiva said. So Abaye drove the Amatavayu, listen, the Leiva is believing the Malva, so as long as the Malva says he did not receive the money, the Leiva has to pay. Maskevlo Rapopo, ni dehemna, tfei minavshei, true maybe the Leiva believes the Malva more than himself, but tfei misadi mihemne. Now we're talking about that the Leiva has to aid him, that he paid him back. And the Malva is saying, no, I did not receive the money. So what do you say still? The Malva believed. The Leiva only said, I'll believe you over me, but not if I have aid him. Because here the case was, also probably at the side, here the case was that the Leiva paid back in front of to aid him. So if you have to aid him, it should be believed, the Leiva, that he paid up. So that's the Machlokes. In such a case, to aid him, we would believe. Hahu di Yom Lechavri, again, somebody said to his friend, the Leiva says to the Malva again, Mehemnes li kevei trei. He speaks out, now listen, I'm believing you like to aid him. That kolemes di amat aloi peranu, as long as you, the Malva, is going to tell me that I did not pay up, is I'll have to pay you. That's what the Leiva said. Not just that I believe you more than me, but I believe you like to aid him. And what happened was, ozo parvi ape tlosa. Now the Leiva, when he paid back the money, he paid back in front of three people. So what do we say now? So, Omra Papa, Kivei Trei Hemne, Kivei Tlosa Le Hemne. The Leiva only spoke out that I believe you like two Edim, but not like three. Now that I have three Edim that I paid you back, so I'm believed that I paid you back. Even though you're still saying I did not pay you back, you only like two. So it's like two against three. He thought to say three should be believed. Good. Omalei Rafuna, Bred Rabbi Yeshua, Rapapa, Ey, Modi Yami Rabon, Nezlin, Bosa, Roiv, Deyois. When do we say we go Bosa, Roiv? Three against two, three is believed. Hanimila, and Yunumdino. That's the Divan of Din Ages. It's only a Numdino. We don't know exactly what happened. We're assumption what happened. So you go after three people. The Kama, the Nefisha, Bekiat Fein. The person's sick or not. So he has three doctors. They have a better say than two doctors. We don't know for sure. So you go Bosa, Deyos. Avulinyan Edus, when you have a question of Edus saying Vada, they know exactly what happened, Meya Katrei, or Trey Kameya. The Klalo is this, two is like 100. So if I say I believe you like two, that means I believe you like 100. Even if I'm going to have 100 people saying I paid you back, I'm not believed. It'll be Trey and Trey, we don't believe you. Lishtak with another lesson was like this. Hahudi Yomar Chavri, again, the Leiva says to the Malva, Mehemnesli, I trust you, Kivei Trey. That Kolemus Yamat Leikrani, that whatever you said did not pay up, I believe you. When Atma was also poor Biapitlosi, went and paid up there in front of three people. Some Rapapi Kivei Trey, Hemne Kivei Tlos Lehemne. Again, I only said I'll believe you like two, not like three. Maskula Rafuna Bredri Bishua, Trey Kimeya Meikatrey. Why?
with two Edim is always like 100. So if I believe you like two Edim, your belief just as much as my three Edim. But, that he agrees. But, V'yom alek v'etlosa. Let's say the Levis says to the Malva, listen man, I want that money, and I'll believe you like three Edim, that whatever you say, I'll believe you. Even if you say I did not pay you up, I'll believe you. Now, V'ozapor v'yapei be'arvo, now the Levis went and paid up the money in front of four Edim, here will be believed. Kivon de nochus ledeyos, nochus ledeyos. Here the svar is, since the Levis said to the Malva, I'll believe you like three, what do you mean to say like three? Three has no value. He just should have said two. If it means the klal of Edim, he didn't have to say more than two. Since he said three, meaning, not I'm going to believe you like Edim, I'm going to believe you like people. In other words, three is it. But if I bring more than three, if I bring four, then I'll be believed. So that was the condition. Even though I'll still say this, there's no difference, but your condition was, I'll only believe you like three deis. Therefore, if I bring more deus, I'm believed. Some of the case. Now the Mishnah says, Avo nishvoyim lekotel ulehegish. Hey. We're going to skip. Ye'ein nishvoyim al tainas chereshreit of a kotel, v'yein mashpines a kotel. If the kotel comes to ask for money, his taina is not called a good taina. It does not mechay the other person to swear. And v'yein mashpines, we do not make a kotel swear. My taima, on the cross, the pasuk says, ki yitein ish. If a man ish, so we dashin a ish v'yein esinas katan klum. When a katan gives over, that's not called an esina. That's to be ish kit. He eaten ish. Says the word ish, meaning a gadol.
Does that take care of a woman
too? No. You're right, but sometimes we dashin ish the afuke. It has to be a bardas, not a katan. It's not a bardas. Doesn't always mean afuke and isha. What? And Isha is a bardas. You're the same thing with the point. Yeah. Come on. We had in the Mishnah, come on, hold behind the Mishnah, these things apply to Noshim also. Yeah. Right. Then it says, but you do have to swear to a cotton, and sometimes you have to swear to Hegdish. For the Gemara, why? Vormati just said ratio, for cotton. We just said in the ratio that if the shaita or the kotan asks you for something, you do not have to swear back to his taina. So what is the sefer say? Avon nishboyin the kotan, you do have to swear to a kotan. It's a sefer. Soma rav bebo betaina sovif. We're talking about over here where the kotan is saying that you lent money from my father. I'm not saying that I gave you money. I'm saying that my father gave you money. So I'm coming betaina sovif. Here it's better. Then you have to swear back to the cotton. Because the nesina was not from a cotton. The drasha before was, v'yein nesinas cotton klum. If a cotton gives away, that means nothing. But in the case where he's not saying I gave you, he's saying my father gave you, so that was a good nesina. Therefore you have to swear to the cotton if you want to collect the money. For Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, he goes on the Lezer ben Yaakov, the Tanya. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, oimer. Pomim shodim nishpa tainas atzmai. Sometimes you have to swear for your own taina. What you yourself are saying, you have to swear. What's the case? Case won't be the case. You should know that $100 of my father is by mona liyavicha biyodi. I admit that I have $100 of your father, that your father gave me $100. V'yachaltiv pras, and I ate up half of it. What? V'yachaltiv pras, I paid him back, right? I paid him back, Rashabach. Zarat yiloi, chatzi. Here if I paid him back, v'yachetzu biyodi. That's what the person admits. The person goes over to the yosem, to the katan, and says, listen, I borrowed $100 from your father, and $50 I paid him back, and $50 I still owe you. So I'm admitting now myself that I owe you $50. So Harezeh Nishpa. So Rav Les holds the person has to swear. He's a moed b'miksas. V'zeh shenishpa taina satsmoy. This is a case that you have to swear because of your own taina. If you would have kept quiet, nothing. Now that you admitted that you borrowed 100 and I paid you back 50, so you have to swear to it. You have to swear that you paid back the 50. The Chomer say no. Ain't the well the Kameshiv Aveda. Upotter, he has the biggest migul. He could have just kept quiet. I did not have to admit that I borrowed $100. You could have just said, here's $50 that I owe your father. Since you yourself admitted that you borrowed $100, that's called Kemeshav Aveda. You're like doing him a favor by returning him the $50. Nobody asked you for it. So you have a migul, you would not have to swear. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Moreas.
How can you use the...
But it's... Now the first question, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Leslay, Meshav Aveda Potter, he does not agree like this. There's a Mishnah in Gittin like that. That's a Svara. If you yourself are admitting everything, you should be believed. Rav, so Rav says the case is like this. Bishatuanu Katan. We're talking about that the Katan comes to the Malva, to the life, and says, listen, my father lent you $100, but he's a Katan. So Mora says, so what? Katan? We are mad. You just got finished telling me, Ein Ishboyim Altainis Chereshayt of a Katan. If the Katan says something, it means nothing. So why do I care if there's a Katan there? It's like nothing. So Mora says, Liyelam really Godel. We're talking about that the Yosam, the son, is a Godel. He's over by mitzvah. Himself, you might call it cotton. Why is he called a cotton? The Gabimili, the Avua, cottonu. In his father's matters, he's like a cotton. He's lav b'nei daya. He does not know for sure what happened with his father's money. If he says it's his money I lent you, we believe him. But if he's saying that my father lent you money, you're not sure exactly. You call that a cotton. So, last question, that's the case. Iochi, taina satsmoi, what is Rabbi Elazar say? That sometimes you swear for your own admitting your own taina. Here, taina sacherimi. There's a gadol. There's a person over by mitzvah asking you for the money. This yosemi is coming and saying, you borrowed $100 from my father. So the Gemara says, taina sacherim v'yadoy satsmoi. And what I meant to say is, atzma means he's admitting. He's admitting that he owes you $50. So I ask the question, what's the chiddush?